Now, the Mayor, Boris Johnson, has lent his support to a new campaign for gay marriage by appearing in a video calling for gay unions to have equal status to those between straight couples. Here's what he said in the video.
Hi folks, I'm Boris Johnson, I'm Mayor of London, and one of the amazing things about London is it's not only got a declining crime rate, declining murder rate, more theatres than New York, less rainfall than Rome, but it's also one of the few places in the country where the rate of marriage is actually increasing. And I see absolutely no reason why that happy state should be denied to anybody in our country, and that's why I'm supporting the Out for Marriage campaign. Thank you very much.
One thing I did notice in that video is he didn't use the word gay throughout the whole video. I think it was about 33 minutes long. Didn't mention the word gay at all. It is a contentious subject. It is dividing liberals and conservatives. Gay marriage could in fact lead to the divorce of church and state. And I'm not just talking about the Anglican Church. The Catholic Church, which doesn't recognise civil ceremonies, has already severed ties in Scotland with the Scottish government because of their support with gay marriage. So it's not just about the Anglican Church, it is many other churches as well are against this because of the morality of homosexual relationships. So it is likely to be a debate that will divide the country and could, some say, lose David Cameron's his next election. Last September, he famously addressed the Conservative Party conference with his plan to legalise gay marriage before 2015. And he said, yes, it's about equality, he says, but it's also about something else, commitment. Conservatives believe in the ties that bind us. So I don't support gay marriage despite being a conservative. I support gay marriage because I'm a conservative. What has followed is fear among those campaigning for gay marriage because it wasn't mentioned in the Queen's speech, and also opinion polls suggesting that people won't vote the Conservatives should David Cameron allow gay marriages. Let's get an opinion from Dr. Mike Davidson now, the co-director of the group Core Issues Trust, the group which you may remember was behind the ad campaign that was banned eventually. It was on London buses suggesting gay people can be cured. Hello to you, Dr. Davidson.
Hello there, Chris.
I bet you love that video from Boris Johnson.
Well, I think Boris is perfectly entitled to express an opinion, but it would be helpful if he could bear in mind the many people who actually want to move away from homosexuality. Surely they also have a right to have some representation. He's being very partisan there.
We've been used to this since the banning of the bus campaign. I think the logo was not gay and proud. But what you've got to remember is this is an issue that is being discussed now. This is an issue that is so serious and dividing so many people that even the heads of churches are severing communication with the heads of government. So it's quite right that the mayor of the capital of the United Kingdom would come out and say one thing or another, whether he was for it or against it.
Well, as I've said, I think he's entitled to his opinion, but I think he makes a mistake if he thinks that the political credibility that he gains from supporting that is going to satisfy the hundreds of religious folk from all backgrounds who also live in London. There's much at stake here and many different perspectives. I want to see Boris Johnson standing up for those people who clearly know they have homosexual tendencies but would like to move away from them. There's no shame in that. That's not in any way being discourteous to gay people who want to live the lives that they want to live.
Mike, you're quite right, and I'm sure many people are agreeing with you, but this is about choice, isn't it? It's about equality, and at the moment, gay couples don't have all the choices that straight couples do. It's quite simple. They don't have all those choices, and they're just asking to have those choices. There are a lot of friends that I have, and I'm sure you have, who have chosen not to get married. There are those who have chosen not to have children. But they have the right to have that choice, and they have that choice.
Well, I'm sure you'll be familiar with the argument that says that civil partnership provides that sufficiently. I think we've got to bear in mind that if we're going to redefine marriage, it's a redefinition for everybody in the land, for young children, right the way through to those who are currently married. And we're not only redefining marriage, we're redefining the family, we're also redefining fidelity and monogamy, I would say. And therefore, there is an unprecedented change here that I think we need to be very careful of. And that's what the churches are reacting to.
Yeah, but you are denying gay couples from being able to say, I do, I love you, I want to commit to you for the rest of my life. This is one step further from civil ceremonies. Civil partnerships were fantastic when they were brought in. Now they want to take it the next step. It's also important for couples who are bringing up children, lesbian and gay couples who want to put children into certain schools and have the same legal rights that married couples, men and women, straight married couples have.
They can do that without entering into what has been a sacred and a generally understood principle of marriage between one man and one woman. And by changing the plan here, we are completely changing the social structure of our country. And I don't think we are aware of the consequences of this. I'm not sure that allowing gay marriage, and perhaps it's inevitable, I don't know, that is going to really resolve what gay people are wanting.
Why are you so convinced that morality is on your side?
Well, I obviously am coming from a faith point of view, so I think I would be remiss if I didn't share what I honestly felt in my mind and my heart about the consequences of gay marriage for the country. I see too many women who are heartbroken when their men go off into a dalliance around homosexuality. This has got really nothing to do with this idea that you are born gay. These men explore things with tremendous consequences coming back into their
family. I mean, that's another discussion for another day, and we obviously, everybody's entitled to their own views on why people are gay and why same-sex marriages should be allowed and shouldn't be allowed. The reason why I asked you why you're so convinced morality is on your side is because over the past few years, psychological research has begun to offer some answers to this question, and basically it boils down to disgust. Are you just disgusted with gay people? Is that what this is about?
No, this has been my own journey. I've had a right also to move away from homosexuality, but now in the land there's a very dark cloud that is saying that there is an ethical issue, and if anybody who is a psychologist or psychotherapist attempts to minimize homosexuality, they have committed an ethical offense. That's a real infringement of people's rights to move away from homosexuality. And that's one of the consequences that we are experiencing at the moment.
I've got to wrap you up there, Mike, just simply because of time reasons. We need to get to the latest news headlines, but many thanks for your time. Dr. Mike Davidson, co-director of the group Core Issues Trust. We will be speaking to a journalist from the Pink Paper in the next hour. Let's catch up with the latest headlines now. Here's Christian.